Number 3. Fatherhood is essential. Fatherhood changes history. In the Gospel according to Matthew, where Abraham was the father of Isaac, and Isaac the father of Jacob, and Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers, 42 fathers lead up to Joseph, the adoptive father of Jesus. In the words of St. John Paul II, fatherhood is essential to the flourishing of the world. In revealing and in reliving on earth the very fatherhood of God, a man is called upon to ensure the harmonious and united development of all members of the family. He will perform this task by exercising generous responsibility for the life conceived under the heart of the mother, by a more solicitous commitment to education, a task he shares with his wife, by work which is never a cause of division in the family, but promotes its unity and stability, and by means of the witness he gives of an adult Christian life, which effectively introduces the children into the living experience of Christ and the Church. All men are called to fatherhood in some way. Becoming mothers and fathers really means to be fully realized, because it is to become similar to God. This is not said in newspapers, it does not appear, but it is the truth of love. Becoming dad and mom makes us more like God. You are called to remind everyone that all the baptized, even though in a different way, are called to be a father or mother. Like masculinity itself, perhaps fatherhood has never been. A widely pondered topic among the philosophers, because it has always been presumed, its meaning fairly obvious. This is no longer true. In his book, Crossing the Threshold of Hope, St. John Paul II writes on the attack on fatherhood in modern society. This is truly the key for interpreting reality, original sin. Original sin, then, attempts to abolish fatherhood. The great pontiff of the family points to our first parents' original act of disobedience, which cost them and us our original innocence and freedom from bodily death. And in original sin, we find a primordial rebellion against God's fatherhood, a desire to remove fatherhood itself. This is our enemy's underlying plan, to remove our reliance on God, the benevolent Father. To do this, Satan's primary strategy is to damage and abolish human fatherhood, in the man and relationship where each of us first glimpses what God's fatherhood might be like. Today's attack on fatherhood, and by extension motherhood, is multi-pronged and breathtakingly damaging. 41% of children are born into unmarried homes in our day, an increase of 700% from 1950, when the out-of-wedlock birth rate was a mere 6%. These children are not fatherless because of some sweeping physical conflict, like World War II, which caused many wounds of fatherlessness, but rather because, far worse, father's own willed absence is happening on a massive scale. Father's own willed absence is happening on a massive scale. It is not hard to see how men's fears of fatherhood find a legion of support in today's culture of self, encouraging men to flee from this beautiful gift in pursuit of their own desires. The child is forced to ask the question, "Where is my daddy?" What then is the impact on a child's heart, on his or her understanding of the world, of love, and of the Heavenly Father, when the answer to this question is, "He left us," or "I don't know," or "From the sperm bank, and he left no contact details"? Catholic men also contribute far too regularly to this same scandal that devastates the heart of a child and makes too many women in our culture live as if they were widows. The ache of the fatherless child's heart cries out to heaven. He will not ignore the supplication of the fatherless, nor the widow when she pours out her story. And the Lord will not delay, neither will he be patient with them, till he crushes the loins of the unmerciful and repays vengeance on the nations. Why do the widows and the fatherless cry out? They have lost their protectors and providers. There is an unnatural void of the one called upon by God to ensure the harmonious and united development of all the members of the family. It is because of this loss, this void caused by men's absence, that we have always naturally, traditionally, lamented fatherlessness. There are those in our culture today, however, who do not want us to see fatherlessness as unnatural or lamentable. Do not be fooled by those voices wishing to erase all distinctions between mothers and fathers, ignoring the complementarity that is inherent in creation itself. Men, your presence and mission in the family is irreplaceable. Step up and lovingly, patiently, take up your God-given role as protector, provider, and spiritual leader of your home. A father's role as spiritual head of the family must never be understood or undertaken as domination over others, but only as a loving leadership and a gentle guidance for those in your care. Your fatherhood, my fatherhood, in its hidden, humble way, reflects imperfectly, but surely the fatherhood of God. The father to those whom the Lord has given us to father. What does it mean to father? In a reflection on fatherhood, Pope Francis explains, "When a man does not have this desire for fatherhood, something is missing in this man. Something is wrong. All of us, to exist, to become complete, in order to be mature, we need to feel the joy of fatherhood, even those of us who are celibate. Fatherhood is giving life to others, giving life, giving life. This is why fatherhood, living out of one's vocation to fatherhood, whether that fatherhood is bound up in physical marriage or spiritual marriage in the priesthood or religious life, is absolutely essential for a man to live out the fullness of his meaning in life. We speak of the Church Fathers, the Desert Fathers, our Pope as Holy Father, and for good reason, our priests as Father. To fully live, all men must be fathers and live out their fatherhood. We cannot become like God, my sons and brothers, without this understanding and this movement of the heart, followed by decisive action. If you do not embrace the spousal and fatherly vocation God has planned for you, you will be stuck in the impotence of the seed that refuses to die and refuses to give life. Do not settle for this half-life. The question for every man is not, am I called to be a father? But rather, what kind of father am I called to be? Grandfathers, you are of great importance. I wish to speak a word to you who are grandfathers. Few cultures have expected less and shown such indifference to those like you who have battled and who have tested wisdom to offer their children and grandchildren. The world tells you that your time of influence is at an end, and that it is time to retire, that is, to resign your post of fatherhood. Don't believe it. Grandfathers matter greatly. I have the privilege of being named after my grandfathers, Thomas Ting Olmsted and P. James Hughes. Each in his own way fathered me alongside my own dad. Grandpa Jim drew upon his Catholic faith to face with dignity and hope the early death of his wife, my grandmother, from cancer. Without giving in to despair or self-pity, he struggled mightily to keep the family of six together and to provide for the children, the youngest of whom was my mother, during the very difficult years of the Great Depression. The memories I treasure most about Grandpa Jim were his peaceful spirit, his Irish humour, and his sincere devotion to the Church. Grandpa Tom had an even greater impact on my life, even though he was never baptized. Beside him, I would learn to care for walnut trees and watermelons, pumpkins and squash, horses and cattle, chickens and hogs. Amidst the many activities needed to make a living on our farm, I learned from Grandpa Tom and my dad the importance of being a good neighbor, of telling the truth no matter the cost, and of having a deep respect for Mother Nature. When I was ordained a priest, I chose a biblical saying for my first Mass card, one that captured what I learned from my grandfathers. This is what the Lord asks of you, only this, to act justly, to love tenderly, and to walk humbly with your God. Grandfathers, you are an essential and treasured gift to your families, and I encourage you to continue to be strong for them, to share your wisdom with them, and to fight for them. Remember Jesus' earthly grandfather, St. Joachim, who lived a life faithful to God. In his advanced years, God the Father blessed St. Joachim and his wife, St. Anne, with the great gift of Mary, our Blessed Mother. Let every grandfather be reminded that even when the routine of daily life may appear to be insignificant, we never know what great plans God has for the last years of our lives. Hope in the shadows of lost fatherhood. I would now like to say a special word to those of you, my sons, who have suffered the absence of your own father. There are many reasons why men abandon their responsibilities, or even if they remain, stay distant, as a result of the lack of positive experience of fatherhood in their own lives. This wound in your heart may not yet have healed. Certainly, fatherlessness is never God's plan. Do not give in to discouragement, however, and do not lose hope. The Church is always called to reveal God the Father. Allow Christ to show you the Father who never abandons his children, but rather offers his own begotten Son. If you have not already done so, allow Christ to guide you in order to see your Father as he sees him. Jesus will not leave you without the grace necessary to forgive and heal your Father. This may happen in conjunction with the graces offered to you through your spiritual fathers, your priests, in the sacrament of reconciliation, through your discovery of the fatherhood of God, our loving eternal Father. You will be witnesses to the only fatherhood that never fails. Finally, I want to offer a special word for those men who know that they have failed in their fatherhood. This is true to a greater or lesser degree in each and every one of us. This can happen through addiction, abandonment, marital conflict, emotional and spiritual detachment, failing to guide the family in faith, abortion, physical and/or emotional abuse, or the countless ways that we obscure the image of God as the loving Father. I stand with you as an imperfect Father, asking God the Father to make up for the ways that we fail in this greatest of masculine missions. It is important to acknowledge the enemy's tactics. Satan will attempt to drag us down into despair that can lead us to abandon our fatherhood even further because of our sins. Yet we must never give up, my sons. Pray and be renewed in the sacrament of reconciliation. Christ strengthens us through confession and the Holy Eucharist to spend ourselves in rebuilding fatherhood in whatever way possible.